the testifiers today so far. She mentioned that her daughter mentioned in the earlier years of the possible issues that we might be facing today. And in the past, again, she mentioned that there were no worries, but happiness. She also mentioned that God created the food system that we have today. We gather plants and roots from the land. We also harvest our food from the sea. And she is also glad that our elders are here today seeking guidance in reference to the young people's education. Some time ago, before the passage of Anksad, I believe, an artifact was found. And when she asked around, it was said that this artifact belonged to the Bureau of Land Management. Understanding about stockholders. After she found out, as a stockholder today, she knows who, to whom that artifacts belongs to. 1991 was also mentioned, how it will be. She's hoping that the generation of today will be educated to meet the wants and needs of our people in the future. She is also supportive of our governmental bodies, the IRA, City, and Corporation. But she also mentioned that today we are living like addicts and alcoholics, depending on the outside influences.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Leonard Napak. Laluram Gishun Sibuk Nakum. I speak English first. Although I appeared to be fairly educated, fairly intelligent, like everybody else, I'm very simple-minded. There are lots of things I don't understand. But I do feel lots of things too. It is very good to hear the teachings that I heard as a youth from the elders again. How good it is. I have not heard them anymore for a long time. I have heard them something else, a lot of other things. As one of the elders said, in my youth, I lived a very carefree, very happy life, feeling very, very secure. As people talk about the life here and their concern, takes me back to my early life. I understand their concern because I think I have that feeling, partially anyway. I was born on the island, but not in this village. I've been here on this village since 1940s. And not by by our choice, we were brought here. Before I go any further, I want to tell the Yupik speaking people here. Nah, kayo nung kakalungan kayo abis wa okti kaksuni tangama iga yamilito ra kaksuni tangama pangaso tama khat nilang atun di kiga tuwa. Muyuwa ka bisiparo muyuwa ka nita. Iko asla. Iwar nga, sipagka kaka, aknekta ko nga maska, uya ko nga, sa nga pinani ko nga. Leda nga ma, katama, nalikpo si maat na kulis kat nga nga, so kuya nga ma, sa mong nuskavek, rakango na nga nga tal, aling ro kango na nga iluto rek so nga kon pang iluto lo nga kiyakta ko yas. that security, that happy youth life that I have felt happened severely when I was moved here to this village. This village, the same people right here, our own relatives, our own friends, but just the same, my security, my life seems to end right there. I have been feeling very insecure in this village life, which I'm not used to, which I'm not brought up at all. Therefore, I have very understanding of the concern of the elders that when they talk about when their security is going to be severe. When we first moved here to the village, we were put in together with my uncle and their family. My uncle and their family used to be there where I was born. We used to live together very much as one family, except in different houses, in our houses of our own. When we moved here, when we get together, of course, the family was not happy. I was not secure anymore. My own cousins right there that I used to live with, that I feel very happy with before, were not happy with anymore. We bickered, like any family would. Kringok ta kamda atata mamang tagani, kringam ta mukasta kami, kringam ta giyak na kamda kringok suta. Oo, alam mo binet ng giyak ta sa uya kaluda niya dos kuya malu sa kuya kanika ilut yu sa kuya kanika kringam ta giyak sa likod. Agay bakso wotam sa kuya na nito. The village people get concerned about how we are. Some relatives, some non-relatives, some teachers, some public health service people get concerned. So they look for a house for us to live in. We were put in a house that once belonged to a King Islander. Before him, it was a courthouse or something. That still is standing by my house now. Before we were moved in there, some people here have used that house to keep their dogs in. It was about half full of dog droppings and waste. They clean out, shovel out that waste, and we moved in the way it is. You can imagine how it feels, how it smells like. But that's the house. Tiyan anna tukhag pagkat wiyal ko sa tun itki na kasi ngam na tito lang at pang asang alisi magsifwa. I can, because of that, I can see why the elders and everybody else is concerned if we were taken severed from the security that we have in security of lifestyle, our roots, and our land. That's how we will be. I can foresee that. I can see that picture. I live so vivid in my mind. Ngam kwa dawat na ling na kasakpot sa sakpot dawab nunang ay sakam nun kwa dawat lukusra katam dawat ng mga kogin ang libim ng ikwan kapag kanta ang libim ng nusulod na nabuklay kang ingus ka dawat sa kanya Huya nani yakhani, aling rol da ser yakhani. Dalwa nemon samon biyok in ritwa khon kan khuda. Kiyakhsakhani. Biyok in ritwa yakhon khlo khapo binel red na khlo khapo tunishu. Now, somewhere in the Constitution or something like that, I have briefly glanced a place where it says, in pursuit of happiness. I think that's what the concern is now, in pursuit of happiness right now. Not for themselves, not for ourselves, but for the people who will come after us. In pursuit of happiness. Ikuan. Kuyama sekhunkofot nunaliwutumlang. Kuyama sekhunkofot iluto sekhunkofot uluwut ulukluko. Tawabuk putungan rin nunani ki nunamun. Ikuan. Nasurbim nun. Amaska nunibok saram sama kwa tawabuk. Ikuan. Puu karamikun. Nivungat minin. Nuni baksaralri kot pit siralri kot sangaka. Kiyakta ko sikpot tako kun pukara kun. Sagan kun apazira kun akuzi sikpot sana amaska iyakso ni tawad. Nkaam samabag akumf nun. Kiyakta sikpot lifestyle mong lalur mong kusin nalilik akukso ko. Akukpo sana lifestyle wat nunamun nivungal. Nunakun kaap. Takun akupot nusuko mong imatok kiyakta sikpot. Some of my understanding, visualizing some of my feelings there, our language is a tie to our roots down there, our roots being our lifestyle into the ground that we live on, the land. If we are severed, a lifestyle will die, just like the lifestyle that I used to live died when I was moved to this village, where I wasn't brought up, where I don't have my security. Lifestyle died. But that's not going to be compared to be severed from this island. I was still on the island, I still had that security. Ilang was re, uvekla nakhbut. French was re, amaska laluram gusun, uvekla nakhbut. Ilang kwa was re. Baninang, iluto sikhal was re. Iluto khtikal re nga, liga khlong. Taunginak, kik kamong fagin, ikis kangin kut. Tawat nang ka na santakunan, iluto sikhito. Nkam, understand taka. Testimony seksua ka, agrika yaktunga ka, taglaka nakakaman, nagasaki na kanalunga sa mong beef ka. Thank you, kamsi ka magtumal sinagas ka. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, I want to thank everyone who's spoken this afternoon. We can carry on, but if this is a good time to stop for supper, maybe that's what we ought to do. I've certainly learned a lot from all of you who spoke this afternoon, and I really want to thank you for the contribution you've made. It helps me to understand the whole picture. I understand that we will adjourn now, and then the meeting will resume later on this evening. Is that... We thought we'd adjourn now, Linda, and come back, adjourn for supper, and then come back later.
Okay.
Okay.
When in the wrong cock to see the tap on the Russian King, when in Asla, Takmin Kiknar at that system on his head somewhere to put.
And could I just thank our interpreter, Branson Tungiak, very much? I think you've worked harder than anybody else here, and I want to thank you.
I wasn't expecting to be.
It's a good thing you weren't, or you might not have come. Oh, it was a good, very interesting afternoon. I really enjoyed it. One of the advantages of translation is it gives you a chance to think about what people are saying. Because since I don't understand Yupik at all, I can think about what the last person said. So that it does have advantages.
Oh, yeah.
English is always on they don't understand what they read in English.
Well, I'll just call our meeting to order again. Let me just begin by saying that that all of us who are visiting, I and all those who traveled with me, we enjoyed supper, and we thank you very much, and we very much enjoyed the dancing and the drumming, and so we thank you for that too. Now we're ready to start talking again.
Kuya kisingok, igam si kayo wiksuwi si nakmang at usok pa sinang lakan pang oka kuyasta si pinintik nakakputa anak ka testimony tama na pinlir na kasata ako ta. Nkam kinang walang una ka akuzi yulre akuzi yakto ka.
Sorry, this is not typed. Hello, my name Can I speak now?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Hello, my name is Edna Apotiki, and thank you for coming out here to hear our testimonies in behalf of the Land Claims Review Commission, Judge Berger. I'm talking in behalf of myself and presenting to you a personal experience. Yesterday, I heard over KNOM radio station many testimonies of people I know in Nome and villages. I am overwhelmed at how much the Land Claim Settlement Act has affected the lives, history, and behavior of Native peoples in this region alone. I was a second-year freshman in a small private college when the Land Claim Settlement Act pulled through. I belonged to an Alaska Native student organization at that time. The organization was split in pros and cons of the Settlement Act. I was neutral. The pros were convinced that with the ANSCA pass through, we were going to get land rights and become rich from oil development. The cons were saying that we must help to halt the ANSCA passage. It would only meant we sold our birthright for Western wealth. I was confused. I thought, how in the world are we going to get land on top of what we have back home, St. Lawrence Island? I grew up with the security of living at Gamble, my Southside Fish River camp, and growing up with the knowledge of all the land rights around St. Lawrence Island. My clan, Buo Alamit, have a right to by oral history. I was very fortunate to acquire my ancestral history of St. Lawrence Island by listening and by demonstrating. That was my way of education for my family. I hear a lot of my people expressing that they don't have any education. What education do they mean? They must mean the Western education. I am so thankful that I have knowledge I gained from listening to these people who are illiterate in the Western sense. We are not dumb because we can't read or comprehend what is not in our culture. We have our own ethnicity and knowledge and conscience of what we see as reality as Native people. We were first naturalists, scientists, environmentalists, natural healers, conservationists, survivors, and philosophers, and many more way before non-natives who studied to acquire our skills. I often wondered before land claim settlement if there was a feasibility study done on how land claim settlement may function for natives, of how much impact it would bring to the present village and lifestyle. Some of these were my questions during the mainstreaming of land claims. I saw good results from ANSCA during those years I was in college. Being Native in a city was popular. A lot of us become assertive and self-determined. A lot of my Native friends were braver and prouder. A lot of them were given self-identity living in a city. I even worked for Alaska Federation of Natives as a University Year for Action student under Alaska Student Higher Education Services as a field counselor, recruiting dropouts and students to gain higher education. A lot of my ANSCA year college friends have become something they want to be. A lot of them are working for their own people. That's very good. When I came back to Gamble after 1976, our Native corporation was run by good, effective leaders. I trusted them. I had to. I also knew that they were struggling to educate themselves as new problems and issues arise. I was elected to the board of directors in 1979 and served for a year. That was an educational experience. I experienced to have patience with decision making in dealing with the corporate Western world approaching joint ventures. I can say one good result of being on the board, we were slow and cautious of what we may get into and have bad results afterwards. That was the year we managed to join other villages in the mainland to joint venture with United Utilities Incorporated, a telephone company. We now are shareholders of this venture. I believe it has secured itself thus far. We are very fortunate out here on the island to feel that we own this island regardless. But even so, we have this secure feeling and we still go to our camps. We must consider to find ways to continue to live as we like. A lot of us may feel that we are lost to other transitional problems other than our native corporation concerns. We must show our interest and attend meetings of concern, especially land concerns from this beginning. I was so happy back in the 70s when we voted to keep this island as a reserve. In the bottom of my heart, even though I was happy for the passage of the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, because it gave a lot of my Native college friends self-identity, even myself, I was happier because we weren't allocated monies in exchange for our island. Somewhere in the spiritual world, our ancestors were paving our future for us. I would like to thank you, Judge Berger, on behalf of myself. I hope and trust that you can remedy and review some of the problems facing us since the Land Claim Settlement Act. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's okay.
Sivu uoma kuusi tangi. Huyake sivuksuki ukuta. Juu tagilreit. Maavuk nagasaktokangi testimoni put. Land claims mga kuusi kuusi nakalreini. Igelwa nara kumakanga keino wimin kutkuna. Ula pikslake yuk testimoni lagasaktokanaknilu. No mummy, no naran is ilang, ilangani. Natla Narakus has remaining a land claims manga. Land claim of Narakus has remaining a yakmini ulal railing atla. Affect akhta, kiyakhtasha, no naram ilangan. College Masoni Sivuksuku Narako Makanga land claims at Aman. The one Sakpetoksu Alaska Native Student Organization in the Igarayaluni. The one in Akhtana organization na Psangaftok. Pros and cons in nun. Settlement Act mga pasoksuku. The Akota. Tawawag ang saman lingat sa kubusot ang kapat. Sumaktawa malagay lingat sa aksyong iristak sa ginaknilo ta Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act mo. Masaya mong naskakit mo. Tama akot ako lech tinakot akuzi kaftot akuzi malagay ako lech naknalo ko ang sa pass fkan piskasuko nagnagot fkan piskasuko sumuktaat kaqfta sumuktaat kumakang atamani birth right of the kick naknilko lalurum kumigilran ngana tawani tamakut nagasakmini king olngatla confused khlaktorasa kung inakhronatna natin nunavota tugu nakhneluko nunaksaqovut khonkuto uvgan anglikalre ngoka mana paknan paknin halre kayukhlak kiyaktasak siwo kami. Nunaram khneso nit samani ang likalre lisi magsuko nunak pangkunun piknilu ko kech kami kwani. Так вот жам кынгы пуо ойлгамейт. Рейт льгони лёки ахнима акузитымнын леси макхам. Нагат каю от менің схапа каю от менің лейт кақханы агум цивуным тайгылғанығы. Дават иткалғын оғасхан игаға яшқа лейт каа сивук суку аңай юқа менің нің су от менің. Улаға луку нагат каңан оқа анығыми. Игаға яшқын хилута лейт масқын хилута. Natung og igara yasak akuzit kakstuhu. Takun og lalurum kum igara yasak akuzit kakstuhu leit shkishkisi. Tawang inak kuyak ftok, kuyak malre lesi mani loko nagat kayo ut minang uvik sakin ramin. Nasun rito kun og. Kayok sa katikto kayo ni nagat kayo ni. Китом игилгасқарнаагу акум кохмит игилгасқарнаату сумухта қоқилаан акун оққа ленд клейм ма сивуунгани юврэ руаққат танга лиги кмаарума танга самин ленд клейм игилгэнэра айёқ таанга юпигэн Лингатла схахтуақфтаат илаангита каюрлак юпиуллера улалре игариалгуутанга лааран фалигикараагумалре акмансутэн накуммингутс улалре игариалгуутанга Kapag-aqftok ang nagmi, pinipitong. Dagi malre siwo kamo 1976 mkingungan. Kaya dagi malre mi corporation nyo tigilgatakfta at pinilre tigilgastet. Ngayuk umakang itak. Ngayuk sa kakfte. Ligi ko makangaso, piyak serani, Mangko nang iga li nakni nutaak sa mga piyaksisak asgaratal re kayuksa. Board of Directors in an at humal re 1979 may 1 year takunisi mal re. Ngat la pinipiktoftok li nakpito ka singani. Li si mal re tlaan kwa Kuanim. Utak ay luktang sukang iso ting akuzit kang maluko sa mga akuzit kasakak. Tawawak so nutawak ilang na corporate Western World may akamkot ilang na kat natin ilang at sa corporation na ilang iso kayo't kasuki ilang na. Tawang ay naksukangit kaftot ilgalot ng kayuklag kamakluko sa mga apikahtang yuvrewaaluko kayuklag yunun at uhkal reet ngita at aserot kasakkat. United Utilities ng kutlo tako telephone company nung join malre tawani ayumi kosrami. Shareholder ng uhto ko takkan United Utilities in Gwynion. Ngatla, pinihkakoftukun nguqa qeh qamimani qeh qalerluta qayurlak nunalerluta fankun tawangiinaq tawa tawangiinaqa natnankan secure ngangamta kampiya kayuni paninang nunam nun pikayuni iwanak sakakakput ilranak ilranakak tawat narinakon halo ko ilranakput ako nakami ulal rin yung unta kung sumukta ako kut iflao nga kango nilota iflao nga nilota natin ilranak nuta akman akasre piyak piyak sina kani wakalre ilang ako. Bilgo na kastuhungok. Kung ko te interest wood, miting iya ka ta kaksu ta huwat ng kringok ta kan. Ta huwat ngay na kayuk lagliik sa kakakabun ngok, nat mo nigilag na kapot igilag na kota. Kuya nga pik sa kapatok ta kan ni 1970s ni nakmik akham tiko kaya ako na hongkun ng pikas kaslo ko spesin. Kam karuk lang ok, kuya ka ok, pasa ka tiko angsa. Kayuk lak, ligi kasima kang itaman ni ikayal rin kamakluki kinkungutangit. Kinkunun, nakunun, yupirinun pikutang e, yupir uyak nga te, hindi akaming uyak nga te, nakuming uyak nga te, ligi kasima kang it. Self-identity. Kuyaki ukut yuwat taril rin. Sunang ako kayo't kasliki kong kutas.
Good evening, Judge Berger. I want to thank you and the Alaska Native Review Commission for this opportunity to be heard. My name is Paul Pangaluk. I was born in Gamble and have lived my whole life since then here on the island. I've always believed this island was ours in the 30 years I've lived here, and I felt this island was ours rightfully, and in that respect, in my opinion, all that took place in 1971 was we were given lawful recognition as owners of the island, and nothing else happened other than those set of loopholes that were created with the act. First of all, the stock was wedged between the land and its people, and also a profit structure was imposed, and all of what we had in the act was under a timetable, under a time frame. This is hardly my idea of self-determination. I compare it to giving your friend chewing gum and telling him to give it back after 5 minutes of chewing on it. Nonetheless, I view Ankhsa as an opportunity that was denied our people in the history of our great country. It's for the first time we have a chance to initiate instead of react, to have a direct role in our own destiny. I've been aware of other natives in other countries that are contributing to the integrity of their countries at this present time. And I've been wondering why we haven't been doing the same thing. Well, I come to realize that we've never been given a chance yet. So I've concluded that it's easier for warring countries to receive aid from our own government. It's easier for people in faraway places to raise the issues of human rights than in the backyard of our own country. I've been involved with this corporation for 3 years. I'm still a board member. And from my experience, I already know we cannot implement the profit concept in 20 years, not even 20 years, about 8 years. We cannot develop ourselves economically without the capital that we forwent when we elected for full title to our island. I compare that to getting a railroad train with the instruction to make it work in 20 years. Well, it's taken us 12 years to figure out how it works, but we discovered that they didn't provide the fuel for it. I've had considerable exposure in politics and the ways of our system, but I know it's not adequate at all. And it's very, very difficult to be making decisions when you know your own population base doesn't even know what the heck is going on. We need to educate ourselves. We need to educate our people just with the basics of profit in order to start functioning as such. We're under pressure on all fronts. Our subsistence lifestyle is under pressure. Our land is under pressure. We've had to look to ourselves for direction. And oftentimes we don't have too many choices because there's a lot of restrictions already imposed on what we can do. in 1971 our people made their decision, and that was to maintain a lifestyle here, the only life they know how to live. Even today we still maintain that we want to live our life the way we want to. But it seemed like the lawmakers don't even know what they're doing at all. They told us we could be self-determined, but only for 20 years, at which time we would have to face the implications of takeover through cash economy. And this is something we have to develop in order to survive, or in order to have any chance of surviving that time. And yet, this very concept is contradictory to our life, our own lifestyle. My personal philosophy is that we maintain a parallel between our coping skills and progress. Otherwise, our very nature will be destroyed. And we're going to need more than 20 years. We're going to need more than 30 years. But we know where we're headed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pangalai.
Ni kukrogin akani pihtok ka sa mong pilka. Itikli kakarag puta. Sibukluki kuyak suwi commission ita. Tagil rit. Magkumit nagasaktis kluk. Nagasaktis ni luki. Silu mong pilka ni. Maani askakak. Maani ang likak.